There we go. Hey, hey, hey. Man, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a little festive today. Hopefully you're feeling festive as well. I don't know if you're festive enough to go over there and dial the phone, 541-388-1110, but love to hear from you. Love to have you call in. So there was a you know, and I know that we probably read different newspapers and different national publications, because you're probably not reading a lot of this real estate and finance stuff that, you know, I end up going through. But there was a really big headline this week that, you know, from National Association of Realtors, that said the Federal Housing Finance Agency heard the industry loud and clear on a proposed fee. Well, you know, the one that we heard an awful lot about and we continue to hear a little bit about was the one here implemented May 1st, which is the one where they wanted to, you know, basically increase the fees for someone with good credit scores and a big down payment, and decrease the fees for somebody that didn't have those. We'll get back to that when we come back, but it looks like we got a call. Sammy, we got a call? Hi there, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Tyler and Tumalo.
Tyler, my goodness, what are you doing today?
Well, just got back from a fishing trip because we've beaten the mosquitoes.
Really? Really? You need? Well, I've got some room in my freezer.
No, I'm just saying, we went down to Southeast Oregon, and you were talking about camping and whatnot, and we beat all the mosquitoes.
Nice.
Caught all kinds of high desert trout.
Well, you know, if you don't have enough room in your freezer, let me know. I'll be more glad to help you out there.
Well, they're in the smoker as we speak.
Okay, well, good for you.
Anyway, I just wanted to call and say howdy, and yeah, anyway, Fred, you have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Right on, Tyler. Well, you have a great day yourself. Thanks for the call in.
All right.
Bye now. So anyway, the FHFA, now, many of you, and again, I'm going to just gloss this a little bit, but basically what happened in the recession is the federal government came in and took over mortgage lending, particularly subsidized mortgage lending, which is FHA loans, VA loans, and the like. And now on the backside, what they're trying to do is implement different lending policies that, you know, sort of follow, how to say this nicely, the current administration's agenda, which at one degree or another always includes DEI, we're calling it now, which is diversity, equity, and inclusion. So what it means is that they're trying to move around the ratios, but more importantly, government is sort of getting in between the market and what the market will surprise. What it means at the end of the day is it costs the consumer more money. So anyway, the one that was shot down, I mean, get this, was a fee, and I think that's right that it was shot down, was a fee that was added onto upfront for those people that would have debt-to-income ratios greater than 40%. Now, what that means is that you're, generally speaking, and we use the term a lot here, your debt-to-income ratios needs to be right around 30%, and in some cases, it can push up toward 40%. What that means is of your gross income, minus any long-term debt. Long-term debt is anything at your current rate of pay take you longer than 6 months to pay off. Of that money, no more than about 30% of that can go to your household expenses. That means that you show the capacity to pay, the capacity to service the loan. Now, as that debt-to-income ratio goes up, that means that, like, say, it goes to 50%. That means it's half of your gross paycheck is going to just your house. And that means that you've got to figure out how to get gas, groceries, and all of your other living expenses out of the other half of your paycheck. So you can see that's going to put you in a pretty stressed situation anyway. So to have those people that maybe shouldn't have the loan because they haven't exhibited the capacity to show, paying an upfront fee isn't really doing them any favor, doing them any justice, because they'll find themselves in a default situation down the road anyway. So it was one of those that was struck down. But as it says here, you know, a couple of different times, that the reason that it was struck down was because the National Association of Realtors and the Real Estate Industry Group spoke out against the proposed upfront fee. And again, this is one of those, this is an example of one of those participations in the process of someone that is out there looking out for your private property rights. And the private property rights encumbers not only private property rights, and when they're trying to take it away, we'll talk about the mule deer overlay here in a minute, or mortgages, how the financing, how you're going to do the financing that, and some of the tax overreaches. Sometimes there's some tax overreaches and fee overreaches that affects the livability of your home. We'll also get into insurance here in just a little bit. That's another exciting one that's coming down the pike. You know, I feel like sometimes when I'm doing this program that it's like, wow, I'd really like to do a program of all fun stuff, you know, like Days of Lake Wobegon or something. We just talk about everything nice and new, but it seems that there's so many assaults on housing right now that it's kind of hard to find material for all that. But anyway, again, the FHFA finally got shot down on that one, which basically I think that moving forward, there's two things that we need. You know, one, we need financing that's approachable and is reasonable, not necessarily subsidized, not necessarily giveaway, so it just kicks the can down the road. And we also, bottom line, need a whole bunch more houses built. And that's really what's going on there. Let me see, what else did I say that I was going to talk about? Insurance. Is that where I went? Yeah. I don't know if I got enough time to get into all that. Well, let's give it a go. Okay, so here you go. 5 minutes. Okay, we got 5 minutes. We got plenty of time. So here's a new one coming down the pike, just about the time that you thought you'd heard about everything else and all the prices going up. This is going to come around, and it's going to come back to us here in Oregon a little bit. So on a national level, what they propose is that 2023, between 2022 to 2023, homeowner policies will go up about 9%, that into a national average of about $1,784 a year is about what the national average is on that. Now, that's over a 7% that we had between 21 and 22. So when you add those two together, that's a 16% increase that we had just sort of on a national level. Now, a number of things that are coming into play here, obviously inflation's coming into play. And everything, we have a shortage of workers, pretty big shortage of workers, so everything is costing more and taking longer, which means it's more expensive. And so the insurance settlements, just by nature, are more expensive and taking longer to get done. So obviously the insurance companies need to recoup their fees. This is one of those places where there's another little slow. And obviously there's been some weather impacts due to climate change that have affected a number of things that we haven't always had typhoons and hurricanes and that sort of thing, tornadoes through the Midwest. But anyway, so FEMA does ratings. And so now what's going to happen, and the reason that I'm bringing this up is here in the state of Oregon, you've heard some discussion of a fire map that's coming up, and that's going to be sort of the bottom line when we get there. So FEMA does these rating maps of areas that have a higher likelihood to have a catastrophe of some nature that could result in an insurance payout. And obviously, insurance companies try to share the wealth, and they do a couple of different things. They share the premiums around, and then they also have premiums maybe a little higher in a lower risk area to sort of offset some of the premium losses in the high risk areas. And so what we're starting to see with that is some of the FEMA ratings, sometimes they'll go as low as about $1,387 a year for an annual premium, to a high of about $3,300. Now, these are average numbers. These are national average numbers. So the national average, if you're in a high-risk area, is going to be about $3,379. If you're in a low-risk area, the national average is going to be about $1,387. Now, there's 10 areas right there in Tornado Alley. There's 10 states that are in real high risk, and those homeowner policies are right around $4,000 a year. I mean, imagine that. And then Florida now has the all-time, Florida's got the double whammy going on. Florida not only has high-end properties and tornadoes and hurricanes and all that stuff going on, but they also have the greatest rate of insurance fraud and legal insurance abuse in the area. So their average rates right now are right around $7,000 a year for homeowners insurance policies, which is a 437% increase, a 66% increase, but they've doubled 347 in recent years. So you realize, okay, fine, you know, we got areas like Oregon that are, you know, doing fire maps. You know, they say, oh no, those fire maps won't go to the insurance company. Well, I can assure you, that somebody, if you can get your hands on a copy of that fire map, somebody at the insurance company can get their hand on the fire map. And they're what is that? Not actuators. There's a name for them. Starts with an A. But anyway. And so what they're going to do is measure the risk and figure out what the premiums are going to be, particularly in some of those areas. So then we may find some of our rural areas that may be designated by FEMA and by the fire map as being high-risk areas that potentially the interest rates, the insurance rates, premiums could be quite high. And so, you know, just like this, you hear everybody talking about moving to Florida because they got no income tax. I don't know that they're all that high on paying $7,000 a year for their home insurance policy. So this is one of those things, you know, stay in front of our congressman. You know, we got to do what we can to try to do that. But just to let you know that it sounds like if this is, once again, national numbers, you can anticipate a 9% increase in your homeowner's policy this year. You just probably dealt with an increase in your home insurance policy. That's forthcoming. And, then some of the government, I mean, get this. So there was a guy apparently, Davy Jones, who was the insurance commissioner, national insurance commissioner last year. State Farm decided that they wanted to do a 6% increase straight across the board and went to the insurance commissioner. And he said, no, you can't do that. Not only can you not do that, but you also need to give a rebate back to the people. Well, then the first thing that State Farm did is it pulled out of some of those states and said they're not going to supply insurance there anymore. So we really can't allow the federal government to get in and start regulating the insurance companies on the backside, because basically what they'll do is they'll get it down just like with banking, where we'll only have two choices and the premiums will be high. So just be mindful of that. Sorry about the bad news, but it looks like homeowner insurance policies are on the rise. You're listening to Ask Fred Johnson here on FM News 100 1110 KBND.